It's a big W at Oracle Park for the Tigers. Your morning sports check. This is WLEW. Eddie W's big for the Tigers. The Tigers shaved San Francisco, just squeezing by the Giants 3-2 yesterday afternoon. Other action, Houston subdued the New York Mets in interleague play. Also in the interleague, it was Milwaukee taking down Tampa Bay 5-3. In the AL, Yankees out-hit Oakland 5-3. Kansas City double Texas 2-1. Seattle bombed Baltimore 9-3. Cleveland trimmed Minnesota 7-6. Boston slid past Toronto 6-5. The LA Angels dusted the Chicago White Sox 4-1. Two-time Wimbledon champion Andy Murray has lost in the second round to big Serbian American John Isner. It is Murray's earliest loss in 14 appearances at this all-England club. Meanwhile, Serena Williams says she really doesn't know whether her first-round loss on center court is going to be the last appearance of her career at Wimbledon. And, of course, if this exit does turn out to have been her farewell, it would not be how she wanted to depart. Yet it still would be pretty suitable for a goodbye, far more than her forced departure a year ago because of an injury. At least she was able to play until the end of Tuesday against Harmony Tan. The 40-year-old American said afterward that she now has a lot of motivation to play at the U.S. Open, but would not comment to when or even whether she will compete again. Saudi Golf's first U.S. event was set to begin today with a group of survivors and families who lost loved ones in September 11th terrorist attacks planning to gather at a nearby park. The families are speaking because of what they say are the Saudi connections to the tragic event. Most of the hijackers on September 11th were Saudi citizens. Your morning sports check on WLEW, where you can click sports at thumbnet.net.